The congregation of the Gathering Apostolic Center is receiving an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in ways they've never experienced and in floods they never expected. Hear more after a short message from our sponsor.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
Cindy Stewart is the lead pastor of the Thriving Faith Community at The Gathering in Tarpon Springs, Florida. She told Charisma News that for the past 6 months, the congregation, meeting both in person and virtually through its web church, has been leaning into the things of the Spirit in great expectation. Through the Lord's prompting, Stewart and her leadership team started monthly revival healing services, with the goal of teaching those in attendance to move as He moves. They also implemented prophetic nights, where attendees receive personal and corporate words by the prophetic team, allowing Holy Spirit to flow freely among them and cast vision for the church as a whole and for individuals' lives. Stewart says, "They are things we can't figure out, but God is just doing it." This great outpouring has manifested in major healings, testimonies, and anointings, some of which Stewart shared with the Charisma News staff. One member said, "A word of knowledge was given, and I was healed from 8 months of burning around my heart as a result of COVID. As I gave my testimony, God healed someone else of burning too." Another spoke of healing dreams. "I fell in January and hurt my back. I had different degrees of almost constant pain. A prophetic word was given about someone having a steel rod as a spine, and God used that word to heal her back. I dreamed of my tailbone being healed, and it was." And another member shared a prophetic vision. "I was attending the revival experiment, and the Lord took me into a trance. I traveled in the Spirit to different nations." Stewart tells of these miraculous moments through tears, saying, "I can't even keep up with all of the testimonies." This dedication to partner with God in ministry has blossomed from the congregation's desire to give Jesus room in their hearts. Building connections with the heavenly realm has done more than just lay a strong spiritual foundation. It has also fostered deeper connections with the members themselves. The Gathering's live stream has reached thousands globally, even before COVID-19 forced congregations to move to online platforms. And since its official launch in January, The Gathering's web church has embodied the words of 2 Corinthians 3:18 in carrying the anointing outside of the hometown. The passage reads, "Transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord." With the Lord as her church's guide, Stewart remains expectant to see how the church will be used to, quote, "encounter, receive, and release what He's doing." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. And follow breaking news like this on our new platform, the Charisma Plus app. Find Charisma Plus in the App Store or Google Play. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.